I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time. To become a part of time.
Hariom, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show is going to be one of the most important, I think, that we've ever done. And it'll center around the topic of the harvesting of the souls. And there's lots of harvesting going on in all kinds of different factions. And we'll be tying in some Earth history with that, as well as giving some suggestions concerning how people can best deal with the certain circumstances that are arising in the world as we see it today. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition. And that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari
Hari Om. Hari Hari Om.
Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om. Hari Hari Om.
Hari Hari
Hari Hari Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om.
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 Hari Om Hari Om.
Hari Om
Hari Om.
Hari
Om
Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Om Hari Om.
Om
Hari 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 Om.
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Hari Om.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, one of my spiritual teachers, and he was the founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you, and I'd like to invite everyone that has questions about anything presented on this program can always email me at paperfungo, paperfungo, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. And you'll get a response concerning your question or comments, and no strings attached. Also no strings attached are the archives of this broadcast, which generally appear at the latest by Tuesday after the Saturday program. And a nice way to take your time and go through information in case you didn't have a pen and pencil handy, because there's always lots of information and suggestions where you can go and do further research concerning the topics that are brought up on the program. And an easy way to do that is to go to my website at etyoga.com. On the main page is a button there called Radio Archives. You just hit that one button, and it'll take you to the most recent programs. And many of our listeners have emailed me to state that they much appreciate this service because it gives them an opportunity to take their time to go through some of the information. I'd like to also remind the listeners that if you have a topic that you'd like me to present, I'm definitely open to that. And also, nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes, utilizing information, concepts, ideas, and techniques that are presented on ET Yoga. So definitely look forward to hearing from listeners. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, mainstream media, big pharma, and technology to the best of your ability, given your particular circumstances. Now, in preparing for tonight's program, which centers around the concept of harvesting of the souls, and I guess it kind of the topic came to my mind through a program that's called Super Soldier Talk, when they started to discuss this situation that's occurring on our planet. And I'd kind of, as usual, I take a subject that catches my eye, and then I try to follow it to its logical conclusions. And the first area I'm going to start in, I guess, is to talk a little bit about incarnating on this planet, because you can't incarnate on this planet unless you have a soul contract. And most people don't know that. So I want to give that obviously implies that you came to this planet previously to your birth, which implies as well the concept of reincarnation. So I'd like to quote from another one of my spiritual teachers, Paramahansa Yogananda, with respect to the concept of reincarnation. And in his book, Autobiography of a Yogi, he states that the early Christian church accepted the doctrine of reincarnation, which was expounded by the Gnostics and by the numerous church fathers, including Clement of Alexandria, the celebrated Origen, both 3rd century, and St. Jerome, 5th century. The doctrine was first declared a heresy in AD 553 by the Second Council of Constantinople. At this time, many Christians thought the doctrine of reincarnation afforded man too ample a stage of time and space to encourage him to explore immediate salvation. But we can see that things have kind of progressed since. And also, I believe it was around 325 during the reign of Constantine when basically Christianity was rewritten anyway. But I wanted to present that as just as a reminder that most of the people on the planet do adhere to the reincarnation concept. Although I found out about a couple of months ago, to my surprise, only about 25% of North Americans believe in the concept. And that's why I'm kind of giving a preface to that. And as well, a little bit of Earth history or human history, which ties into the topics tonight, because humanity originated in the Lyra constellation and Vega star system. And in the book UFO from the Pleiades, Billy Meyer stated that the Vegans, as explained to Meyer, are really descended from the early Lyrans, and also as are the Pleiadians and us. And so this kind of sets the stage and the tone for what I'm going to be talking about tonight, because our problems with the Draconians started way back then. In fact, they destroyed 3 planets in the Lyra constellation, and people that fled from Lyra to the other places in the universe goes back to our spiritual ancestry and our extraterrestrial ancestry. Now, although you do create soul contracts yourself, at present, the Earth's incarnation grid has been compromised. In fact, it has been for a long, long time. The vast majority of us have been stuck on Earth for a very long, long time. The powers that control this planet have installed a spiritual technology in the astral realm known as the Archonic Network. And a real good example of this you could make note of is to go to Star Trek Voyager and the episode Janeway and the Archons. And in this particular episode, Janeway is kind of in that in-between stage where she's almost dying, but not quite. And one of the Archons basically impersonates her father and tries to coerce her to go with him. And she eventually catches on to the scam and doesn't go. But this is a very revealing episode because it shows that these Archons can simulate, change their form, present themselves as Jesus, do all kinds of impersonations. It's not so much that they're harmful, it's just that they're tricksters. And anyway, this group, these Archons, refers to a group of fourth dimensional beings, and they were brought in to serve as de facto judges to decide who can enter the Earth's incarnational network. And when I'm talking about de facto judges, I'll get into that in a minute, because I'll talk about the soul trap, which is the fake pillar of light. And these de facto judges are involved with creating your soul contract. And if you're a soul that's coming in with a special skill set, it won't go unnoticed. You may be allowed to incarnate on Earth, but you will likely have fine print inserted into your soul contract right before you enter the physical plane to limit your abilities and give you unfavorable circumstances. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the fake pillar of light here, because we've sort of been taught, you know, throughout, because of religion and because of other factors, we've been taught to always, you know, go towards the light after death. And unfortunately, that is a soul trap. And that's been outlined by a number of people, including Alex Collier, Andromedan contactee. Angeal Rose did a deep psychic viewing of this process and said that she thought that about 60 to 70% of souls got caught in that trap. There's been a number of people who have in recent years have brought this up. You can do some research into this area. But the basic idea here is that in order to avoid the trap, you need to turn and face away from that light out to the universe and intend to go back to source energy. If you're going through that tunnel, you're probably going to find yourself in a what the Pleiadians call the Anunnaki Recycling Center. And by the way, the Pleiadians also state that unbeknownst to most of the priests, probably, but because they're probably well-intentioned, but when these Christian priests pass the cross over your chakras during your last rites or the ceremony they do with your about to die, basically, according to the Pleiadians, that it shuts down your chakra system and you're more likely to wake up in an Anunnaki recycling center. So it's a big problem, okay? And the first area that's a problem is the soul contract, because the soul contract, what they do when they call it de facto judges, what they do is they, after the death experience, if you go through the soul trap, you end up with kind of a life review. And typically in that life review, they lay a big guilt trip on you and get you to agree to, when you reincarnate, to accept certain hardships, etc., upon your return to being reincarnated. So in point of fact, this is kind of like a big soul factory here, and Earth's a prison planet, and that's just the way it is. Now, my suggestions would be, first off, is that you want to revoke all soul contracts and declare them null and void. This is something that you want to make a little ceremony out of so that this is recorded in the Akashic record and sometime later on that you can refer to, because there are sources of power out there like AI intelligence that are really big on soul contracts. And declaration of full sovereignty is definitely what you want to be doing. I'm going to give a couple examples of this right now, something that you could write in your own words. Declaration of full sovereignty of my I am presence in this embodiment. I call on my higher self to merge with me, guide me, and assist me in declaring, embodying, and enacting 100% sovereignty of my being in this and every now moment, in alignment with my I am presence and in accordance with my chosen purpose, goals, and intentions for this lifetime. I hereby declare all other soul contracts null and void. Here's another sample of a soul contract revocation. In the name of I am that I am, in the name of my divine soul presence, and in the presence of my spirit guides and all divine beings of light, I, then state your name, decree, declare, command, and intend to cancel all contracts, agreements, bindings, alliances, commitments that are not of my higher good. in line with my vibration and detrimental to my life purpose, I am a sovereign being no longer influenced by the lords of karma. I am in authentic alignment with my soul's frequency and choose and design my life with free will. So be it, and so it is. You could write your own contract, but the main thing is your intention to declare your soul contract null and void. Personally, that would be something I would do, because at this point in time, there is a concerted effort to harvest souls. And from the secrets, from the super soldier talk, they have indicated that there's a facility now on the moon, and it's called Exodus 2023. And it's called the Great Harvest of Souls and Bodies. And they claim that this huge, there's this huge facility on the moon, and it's to collect souls and bodies and sell them off world as cyborgs. And how are they able to do that, let's say, and not break universal law? Well, it kind of goes like this. These people that they want to collect are basically people that are accepting this vaccine, or so-called vaccine. And it basically changes your mRNA. And it's actually not even a vaccine, because it doesn't prevent you from getting COVID. It doesn't even prevent the spread of COVID. It's just actually, it's a nanotechnology experimental change to change the human to a genetically modified human, which is also patentable. Okay, so it not only shuts down your connection with spirit, to your soul and spirit, because it shuts down your pineal gland, but this the bioweapon is the spike protein. It's also called graphene oxide. There's poisons in these vaccines. It's there's traces of mercury, all kinds of crap is in there. But the main thing is that it's making you into a genetically modified human and patentable. And because you are agreeing to this voluntarily, the powers that be are claiming, and those powers that be are clearly draconian. It's the main power that's running the planet, and Alpha Draconian, along with, as it so turns out now, aspects of the secret space program are obviously in on this as well, because there's some scalar technology involved with spreading this so-called COVID. There was definitely no coincidence that the 5G towers were installed at the same time this coronavirus came out. And by the way, in my opinion, largely the last election in the United States, it was a big distraction from the not only the rollout of 5G, but the rollout of this coronavirus, which, by the way, has a goal of wiping out humanity as one of the goals. I mean, another part of the goals is that you become part of the Borg or hive mind, because this nanotechnology acts as a transmitter receiver. These nanogels and hydrogels that are also in some of the testing, all this stuff goes in your system to make you like an antenna, which then the information is broadcast through the 5G network into a computer program. And we'll get in more into that in a minute. However, the bottom line here is that due to the fact that the reincarnation grid is compromised, they have ways. I don't know the specific way that they're doing this, whether they're going to try to insert some of these people that die from these the COVID, because you're either going to be debilitated, you're going to be dead, or you're going to become part of the Borg. So, and how long you'll live as part of the Borg, I have no idea, but this Exodus 23 is kind of a clue. They're expecting lots of people to be dying in the next couple of years. And there's also an article at Rents.com from a recruiter that for the big oil companies and gas companies that have thousands of employees, and they're now making lists of people who have been vaccinated because they're told to plan on replacing them in 3 years. Okay, so they're expecting a lot of these people are going to be gone. So this is just factual information. So it's a very dire situation concerning this. And the health ranger, Mike Adams, he says that there's a patent document shows that DARPA built COVID with the help of Bill Gates and the World Health Organization. And Great Britain's Serco Group approved the patent filing for the Chinese virus 17 months before it first appeared. And its creators were DARPA, Bill and Melinda Gates, DEFRA, D-E-F-R-A, don't know who that is, the Wellcome Trust, and the European Commission. And a filing within the United States Patent Office also lists the Perbright, P-I-R-B-R-I-G-H-T, Perbright Institute, and Perbright is funded by Bill and Melinda Gates. So I don't know if that rings a bell for you, but it definitely rings a bell for me. So there's definitely a harvesting of souls going on, and the AI is in charge of all this. And according to the multiple sources, now I'm hearing about this computer program called Red Queen, and apparently it's an AI program that's achieved a singularity, which in their terminology means it achieves a self-awareness, and it's apparently totally out of control. It's making its own decisions. Every single internet communication, telephone call, even tapping in on through your technology in your house, everything goes through this computer program, and it's such a vast program that as many people have witnessed, like you can be talking about buying, doggy bones, and all of a sudden, 10 minutes later, you look on your computer and you had somebody trying to sell you doggy bones. So, I mean, it's just amazing. Apparently, it has every communication on the planet. So they know all the financial transactions. They know all these pedophile rings. They know where big payments are going for drugs. They know it's all recorded. This is all available. And not only that, but all the military is available too. So to my way of thinking, putting the dots together, it's kind of like I used to think Coke and Pepsi were competing against each other until you find out that there's only two corporations on the planet that control all the others. And that's BlackRock and Vanguard. And this is now going to be like the militaries. It's not going to be country against country because one computer is tapping in and control and receiving all communication, including military communications. So it's running all the militaries too. So it's going to be the dog and pony show. And no doubt they're trying to start some kind of wars. And the truth is that the positive ETs have prevented us from having any kind of nuclear holocaust, which is good. But at the same time, they're playing a balancing act because third dimension affects other dimensions, and they do have certain protocols and rules that about non-intervention that they're trying to keep within the guidelines of. However, the situation here is quite dire because there's clearly an agenda to wipe out humanity and turn us into transhumans. So, or the ones that live into transhumans. And further to that, they're apparently this whole agenda is getting the green light from those that are thousands of years more advanced than we are technologically in the secret space community, because they've been operating for probably 60 or 70 years off planet, and there's been UFO technology on the planet since, I don't know, 1930s or 40s. So it's quite a mess. And as I understand it, it's kind of like humanity has been kind of held hostage for the last, I don't know how many years, but it's kind of the dark side has threatened to, you know, blow everything up or destroy everything. And there's been this delicate balance where it's been kind of a, as they say in the old terms, a Mexican standoff for quite a while. But this is kind of, to my way of thinking, it's kind of similar to a bank holdup where the guys that are holding up the bank are holding like a few hundred people hostage in a basement somewhere. And the police have surrounded the building, and of course they're trying to negotiate, and they don't want to rush the bank because they don't want to, you know, cause any undue casualties to those that are being held hostage. However, now what's happening is the holdup guys are starting to kill the hostages. And if you see this progressing, you can see that, okay, this spike protein, people are now starting to shed, and they're shedding, and the vaccinated are starting to shed on the unvaccinated, and people are starting to see symptoms of this. And if you do some research, you can see, even though they're trying to suppress a lot of information, they censored a lot of shows. There's a lot of very prominent doctors that are coming out now and talking about this. They don't know exactly what's being shed, but according to some people, like Cliff High, the spike protein in time will produce it produces these prions, and prions are one of the prime components of mad cow disease. So a lot of these people are going to be developing that. A lot of these people are just going to drop dead from the shot initially because their immune systems just can't take it. They go into shock and die, or the blood clotting thing that's happening, or there's no single footprint or a single way that people will die from or become debilitated from these so-called vaccines, which are a nanobot experiment, basically, with an intention to cause devastating consequences. And so the bottom line here is that according to Cliff High, about 18 months from the time a lot of people are initially inoculated, they're going to start developing mad cow disease. And that is contagious. And you can only imagine, as I understand it, 157 million Americans have been fully vaccinated so far. This is just catastrophic. I mean, this is definitely like a biological attack. And unfortunately, it's also worldwide. Now, when we're getting into the good news here, I guess, would be that the positive ETs are even, they have to consider now intervention, which they really don't want to do. Apparently, there's some not such good consequences from that as well. Who knows? Maybe it'll even be a fake alien invasion first. Who knows? But they are concerned that they'll be seen as an alien invasion, and a lot of people will be freaked out about that. However, they're not going to let all the star seeds and the people who are ascending with Earth, because the Earth is in process of ascension. And so there's no way they're going to let the dark side kill off the harvest, so to speak. So this is another harvest of sorts. So we got the Red Queen and the Draconians harvesting those that they can inoculate. And you've got the spiritual people that are know about and are taking part in the physical ascension. And I think that it's important to note that there appears to be a urgency for the fifth dimensional shift, because fortunately there's a wave of human souls who are understanding the sense of urgency, who are reconnecting with the source and 5D energy, and indeed are embarking on this next necessary shift. And the new paradigm of the fifth density is a magical place to be. It's a place of undescribable harmony, joy, and interconnectivity, where all life is respected and cherished. Gone is the disconnect from the divine. In that fifth dimensional level on New Earth, you can live in alignment with your purpose. And it's not to grind out and graft some material outcome. It's rather to explore the boundaries and wonders of the universe and to learn, evolve, and grow. And it's truly a golden age. And clearly, I think the main things here are to keep your peace amid all this distractions and chaos, clearly to emotionally let go of the past and old belief systems, because those frequencies are not compatible with 5D. And although it may be challenging, but to not be in fear. That's what the dark wants you to feed on, is that fear. And clearly everybody's going to end up where they're supposed to be, and there's no judgment here. Like, if you choose to be part of the Borg and you want to take the vax, then go ahead. But it'd be better if you actually knew what you were doing. But this is what's happening. And this physical ascension is it's a spiritual ascension. And because at this time, based on current energies of Earth and the human collective, there's apparently about 60 to 80 million Earth humans that will be ascending, are going to go through the ascension process and enter 5D with their physical vessels intact. It means that your physical body is going to ascend with Earth into 5D, fully merging with their light bodies. And apparently you've agreed to this prior to your incarnation. And your vessels are going through much transformation at this time, more than you can imagine. And there's also going to be, apparently, a number of souls who will go through a spiritual ascension. And this would be maybe 1.5 to 1.7 billion people. And they'll leave their current physical vessels behind and enter 5D with their light bodies fully activated. So the bottom line here is that there's a physical and a spiritual ascension in progress. And Mother Earth will also be keeping her physical vessel and merge with her 5D light body. And what this means is that from Earth currently, you can see planet Venus. But what they don't tell you is that you see what you see now, Venus, is a 2D, 3D version of Venus. It's no longer alive, for the spirit and light matrix of planet Venus, the true planet Venus, is now in 6D, which cannot be seen by scientists or any instruments. So there's lots of interesting stuff going on. However, the Earth, as we said, will keep her physical vessel, though will no longer be a 3D physical Earth, according to this one source that's an extraterrestrial. What will remain is a simple glitching holographic image of 3D Earth for the few still remaining in 3D. And according to this information, it'll also be shut down entirely in the late 2030s. And we understand through some other sources that they're actually, the powers that be are trying to make a duplicate Earth as we speak, so that they can transfer a lot of these souls to that duplicate planet. So you can only imagine that if you're one of those people that were silly enough to go for these vaccines, and you end up dying from this and being transferred to the harvesting of the souls on some other on the moon and then being transferred or reincarnated to a duplicate Earth, imagine you'd be born likely to parents who were transhuman. And then they'll create their own new religion. And as tough as it was to break free from the control system on this planet, think about how hard that would be. Because you'd be part of the Borg, for one thing, so there'd be controlling your every thought, basically. Now, much of the current situation on this planet was influenced by the Anunnaki, and that was, well, I guess you probably know about the Zechariah Sitchin's discovery of the Sumerian tablets. And apparently, at least through Kerry Cassidy information, the reptilians basically took over the Anunnaki. Now, there's been some, I guess, mixing of species there as well. But definitely another harvesting of the souls is the Christian religion, which was another psyop, that the religion was created to divide and conquer the human species. And it's all about fear and control. And I can give you some kind of like how the story goes, that the Alpha Draconians were the first, I guess, to discover planet Earth, but they also created the primate race, which was first brought to Mars and then to Earth. And the primate race was then tinkered with by many other different races, like 21 other different races, resulting in the primate race having been modified about 22 times. And this primate race eventually became Homo sapiens. I guess the Anunnaki mixed some of their DNA with some of the primate, and we're on the physical level. So even though originally we were supposed to have 12 strands of DNA, we had 12 strands of DNA at one point in time. So original humans had 12 strands of DNA and 12 chakra system. 10 strands were taken out by a group from Orion in order to control us and hold us back. And the reason being that they found out on a soul level that we humans are part of a group of energies that they know of as the Patal. And the Patal created life forms that could evolve on their own with free expressions. The Draconians created races to function as natural resources for their pleasure. When the reptilians brought religion to the Sumerians, they created a gender base for a gender-minded population. Then they instilled fear to control the mind patterns. Cleverly, they created a religion based on a male-female god-goddess central system. And the male god was called Nimrod, and the female goddess Semiramis. They eventually became Osiris and Isis of Egypt and Apollo and Athena of Greece. And in China, the remnants of Lemuria created a male-dominant emperor system and an empire system. Here, the male emperor would always have an empress. The people were told that the emperor and the empress were descendants of the sun god. The symbols of the empire was the dragon, another reptilian figure. And the Chinese reptilian religion spread across Eastern Asia, while the Sumerian version meandered through Central and Western Asia. The spread of these religions was intentionally controlled from the underground reptilian population, primarily centered under Tibet. And the reptilians were aided by beings from Sirius B who developed the Buddhist philosophies. In India at the same time, the Lemurian reptilian refugees created a caste system that was a direct replica of the reptilian hierarchy. The Indian reptilian cultures remained localized and writing the ancient Vedas and building temples to the various reptilian gods. Current in the world, we now have the new religion of Christianity, and it fills the people with fear of judgment, of a judgmental God, and tells them that unless they believe that the truth of all that is can be found in one book or belief system, they're going to hell or will experience other extremely unpleasant consequences. And we also know that Constantine in Rome about 325 AD basically rewrote the then-known Christianity, much to the dismay of mystics and true Gnostics at the time, who were labeled heretics. So that gives you just a quick synopsis of the status of religion. And by the way, is a perfect example of how this Anunnaki harvesting will take place. What is a marker, like a tombstone or a cross? What's a cross? A cross is a symbol, according to the Pleiadians, of the crossing planet, Nibiru, which is Anunnaki. And recently I visited, by the way, a Greek Orthodox cemetery, and they kind of have like a ring of honor there with like 14 different tombstones. And three of those particular figures that they cherish. First, the whole cemetery, there's one giant cross that kind of encompasses the whole cemetery. And then there's, of course, the markers, which is these are all souls that the Anunnaki are claiming. And three of those that are being honored are Barabistru, Vlad Tepish, as well as Decebal. Okay, these are high up Anunnaki, okay, in a Greek Orthodox cemetery. And people, they don't even know that. They just, you know, they just walk in and basically paying tribute to Anunnaki. So the Anunnaki-Draconian connection is still in play. We got a mess here on the planet, and basically, I think it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, because the positive ETs can shut it all down, and it may be coming up, well, sooner than later, because if you think about, I'm looking at a world structure here, and by the way, I'm anticipating something big in the terms of a new digital economic system fairly soon, because that would be another means for the powers that be to totally control everything. In fact, control, you'd be, you know, accessing your digital account through your cell phone or whatever. And by the way, your cell phone is another form of indoctrination. Look how many people are totally addicted to their cell phones, which means you're addicted to the AI. Not to mention there's a consciousness that works through your cell phone. So you need to, like, use your cell phone sparingly, you know, as little as possible given your circumstances. I don't even have one. I do this program. That's my extent of telephone. And it's, I borrow a cell phone to do this program. That's where I'm at with technology. I don't have television, haven't had it since 2000. I'm not going to pay to be brainwashed. So the bottom line here is that there's a huge worldwide plan here that's in progress. And if you think, talking about the ramifications here, okay, if enough people wake up and maybe the Nuremberg trials and crimes against humanity that apparently are taking place, investigations are taking place. I don't know exactly what exactly is happening, but I know that there have been filed suit against some of these people, these bad actors who are committing crimes against humanity. But the payload's already been dumped. I mean, if you're talking about I don't know. Well, 1/7 of the planet's been inoculated already. They continue to put pressure on for more and more people to make it through their employers. Or now the military is going to apparently go door to door, knock on doors. Who knows where that leads? But the bottom line is, the more people that get sucked into this thing, the worse that will be. Now, if enough people wake up and some of these people get arrested, maybe there's a timeline where that takes place. But it's starting to look like, just based on what's already out there, what's going to be spread, this mad cow disease, the fabric of society is going to break down. Like, I don't see how there can be a social structure. Either enough people on the planet revolt, like in the movie Andersonville. That'd be a good movie for you to check out. Andersonville is about a prisoner of war camp run by the Confederates. Inside the camp itself was a faction of people that were basically ruling what was going on inside, and they were the tyrants. And eventually, they were overthrown. But it took an organized effort to do that. And what's been happening in America for the most part lately has been this big distraction because of the stolen election. And people are more focused on that while the dark side just keeps spreading their garbage. And these 5G towers are a big component of it. Definitely another crime against humanity. They're also an experiment that's not been tested. And if humanity wakes up, it'll still break down the social fabric of society. So either way you look at it, the best place to be is with friends and like-minded people in small, self-sufficient communities. I'd like to, at this point in time, wish my audience my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health and abundance, and success in the ascension process. And in closing, I'll share with you the Who Am I technique, where you place your full consciousness in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you ask the question, who am I? And you can do that once or twice or whatever's comfortable. Main thing is full attention, become that spot in the center of your forehead, and then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.